KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
How can you help yourself in this whole time of COVID, besides what the CDC is telling you? We're going to talk about that today and more on this edition of Encounter. My guest is Dr. Bob Enertsen, owner of MidAmerica Spine and Rehab. Stay tuned. I'm Judy Redlich. This is Encounter. Dr. Bob, I have been wanting to have you on this show for a long time, so thanks for joining me today.
What a joy. Here we'll talk about many things that can help people overcome this difficult situation.
Boy, that is really true. And people are looking for answers. People are drawing straws from everywhere to figure out how they can stay safe. So are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. So this whole COVID thing, washing your hands and wearing your mask and social distancing, how does that really help in stopping to spread?
Well, we've certainly heard a lot over the last several months. You know, we're trying to chase this virus. It's like a fly in the house with a fly swatter. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is over there. But we're not very successful at that. We're really chasing the wrong thing. We really should be chasing our own immune system. Because there's lots of, we can read things and we hear doubts and do we wear a mask? Do we not wear a mask? Do we social distance? Okay, fine. Those are all reasonable things. But really, we really have to take in control of ourselves like we always have. The people that really get through this the best unscathed are the people with the strongest immunity. Why do some people, they're exposed to this, but they have no symptoms? And then some people are just really deadly sick with this. So there is a difference between all of us.
So immunity, define that for our listeners.
Really, it's your own body's response to anything, whether it's viral, bacterial. How does your body handle this thing? And remember, we have viruses and bacteria in our body
in
every
our
day.
Body,
we
right.
must have those for our own immunity.
Mm-hmm. Immunity is kind of like our antibodies, right?
Right, our defense system, right.
Yeah, defense system. Like we read the Bible because God's word is our defense system for our souls, but the immunity is our defense system for our bodies.
Exactly.
Right?
And there are factors that go into that. Certainly age is one where, yes, we see that younger people can somehow combat this virus.
Some younger people,
right. There's a few, but not many. The statistics are extremely low of someone under 30 that has any great deal of difficulty. They get it, they catch it, they don't feel well, they move on. Certainly, we know that as people get older, their risks go up. Certainly, nutrition, we'll talk about that today. Genetics, yes, that's a factor. But really, epigenetics is really our environment, which we can really control. There's some things we can control, we can't. We can't control our age. And then we talk about immunity of our immune system today. That's certainly a factor. Chronic disease. Yes, those are factors too that just make it more difficult. And maybe even one is stress. We hear about that. It's kind of a broad term.
All right. Well, let's get started. Epigenetics.
Yes.
I haven't heard about that
term
before.
That's just our environment.
So that's like you wear your masks and you social distance and you watch where you go and all that. That's epigenetics.
And even our own environment. Light. Circulation, keeping our filters as clean as we can. That's exactly right. Air filters and those kind of things. Water filters.
So we talk about some people get COVID-19 and some people don't. Some people get it, don't have many symptoms, and some do have a lot of symptoms. Talk about that.
All right. Well, it gets down to really maybe a little bit of genetics there too. But also the people that do the best through any virus last year, the year before that, and next year. We have viruses around us all the time. But yet we're taking on this virus very different than we ever had in the past. In the past, some people get sick. Some people move through these different viruses. So really, I think if we talk about the immunity of what we can do, the foods we eat, the exercise, stress, sleeping, those are all big factors that we can control. Mm-hmm. Some other things are not. We don't know why some people just go through this unscathed. But if you really get to their background, their health history, generally their immune system is going to play a big part of this.
So talk more about that, the immune system, and where do we start with looking at our immune system and maybe looking at some of the foods we eat, et cetera. Just start.
Well, we can do some things to boost up our own immune system. One of them is some of the stuff we kind of already know. One of them, citrus fruits. Well, why is citrus fruit so important? Well, they're full of vitamin C. And if we have a lot of vitamin C in our body, it produces more white blood cells. And that's really the key to fighting infections. And I recommend most people each day to have at least 3 servings of citrus fruit.
Of citrus fruit. Now, does that mean a whole grapefruit?
Well, not maybe the whole
thing.
How about
half?
You know, cups, we'll call cups. How about at least 3 cups?
Oh, at least 3 cups.
Yeah, 3
and
cups.
You know what I ate recently was a grapefruit orange mix. I mean, it was like a piece of fruit that tasted almost like an orange. It took the tartness out of the grapefruit. And I was like, whoa, this is amazing. Yeah. But I do like the tartness in grapefruit. So, yes.
I do too. I like most fruits. And I mix mine together just for variety too.
Yeah.
Just to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and even juices. I kind of like to throw them all together. And wow, no matter how you throw it together, it all tastes good.
It does. So citrus we're talking about, if you don't know, we're talking about oranges and what else?
Well, kiwi. And
kiwi.
Basically all
kiwi's
fruits.
Kiwi's a citrus fruit?
Yes. It's very good. Full of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And if you look at even red bell peppers, that's a rich source of beta carotene.
Okay.
And of course, that converts to vitamin A. And of course, that's for our eyes and skin. One of our
and
oldest,
carrots.
And carrots.
Carrots
right.
are for your eyes. But they're not citrus. But peppers aren't either.
Well,
so,
either.
Yeah,
and broccoli, more fruits and vegetables. Broccoli, of course, that's supercharged with vitamins and minerals. It's packed with vitamin A, C, and E, as well as fiber and many antioxidants. And of course, we can cook these and steam these, but really, honestly, if we just eat them as raw as possible, then we don't break down any of that A, C, and E.
Oh, that's true.
Another one is garlic. Well, some of us like garlic, some not. Well, of course, you know, that's...
Some of us don't like us to like garlic.
Yeah. And there's, you know, that fights infection, though. It's an immune-boosting property. And that's because there's some sulfur compounds in there that really help us, well, boost up our immune system again. And if we talk about even ginger, that helps
ginger.
With inflammation. Yes.
And you can grade ginger and put it in recipes. I freeze my ginger and then I grate it. And then it's like, wow, you could use it fresh the time.
Exactly. Another one of our maybe not favorites is spinach. Of course, packed with vitamin C, antioxidants, beta carotene. And we talked about yogurts a little bit ago. If we read labels just a little bit, we just have to stay away from all the sugars that are in some of those tastes. Some of the yogurts are really sweet.
Yeah.
But if you can look for the ones that say live and active cultures, that's your best ones. They really help our intestinal flora become strong. Vitamin D is also in yogurts also. And nuts, almonds, sunflower seeds, they're loaded with vitamin E. Those are antioxidants too. B6, E, selenium. Most of our nuts are very good. And green tea, we talk about, black tea, green tea.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're packing a lot of great nutrients in some of the teas.
You know, let's talk about lemon balm tea. We have lemon balm growing in our yard all summer. Prolific lemon balm. So what we do is dry that and use it for tea all winter.
Yeah. Great.
Is that a pretty good source?
Why not? You know, it's natural.
All right.
It's right there. There's probably very few pesticides or things like that on there. So it's very helpful. And maybe if you've noticed, those last maybe handful of things that I mentioned there, when you go shopping, where do you find those? They're on the outside of the store. So the more we shop on the outside of the store, that's going to be better for us because people ask me in the office.
The outside of the store?
Yes.
Really?
Because most of the things on the outside of the store rot and spoil. That's when people ask, well, what should I eat? I go, well, when you pick out the food you're going to eat, eat the things that can rot and spoil. Why? Because those are the things your body can break down. Now, if your body can't break down things, certainly the things on the inside of the store with lots of preservatives and colors and natural flavorings, well, then you can't absorb them. So it's not so much but what we eat, it's but what we can absorb. So then we go into, all right, how do we absorb food? Well, when we start to eat, we put it in our mouth, okay? The muscles in our jaws are called masseters. They're mastication muscles. They're to break down the foods. Then we have saliva. Saliva is loaded with enzymes. Okay, enzymes also are assisting in breaking down food. So if we can break down that food by the time it gets to our stomach, now our acids and enzymes in our stomach can now start to do their job. If we can't break it down, well, then certainly it can't absorb when it gets to the upper intestine.
Yeah.
So those are some things when we talk about just basic food nutrition. We talk about water content. Sometimes people that have, stomach issues, acid indigestion, I take the purple pill, they get gastric reflux. Well, the trouble is they're not breaking down their food. And sometimes it's because they drink too much fluids during a meal.
Does that include water?
Yes. So if you get free refills of tea or just water,
yeah,
if you drink too much fluid during a meal, now you're diluting your acids and enzymes. Well, then they can't do their job. So most of the time I tell folks to hydrate between meals, not during a meal.
Sure. Now, that's so interesting because we tell our kids, don't drink too much water. You won't be able to eat the rest of your food.
Yeah.
And sometimes as adults, we forget that.
Yes.
Don't we?
And so we're not giving those acids and enzymes a chance to work. We're kind of duped into thinking that as we age, we have too much acid, so we take antacids. No, no, no. Our acids become weaker as we age. Our enzymes become weaker because our gallbladder and pancreas, well, they just don't work like they did when we were 20. So now we have to take antacids, which is the worst thing we can do. We really
that messes up the insides of your lining.
Yes. Well, and then it kind of tricks your system, your gallbladder and pancreas, to work harder. Well, now we're beating up on those organs. So we've been kind of duped and kind of not taught properly about really just basic breaking down of food and nutrition.
If you've just tuned in, this is Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. My guest is Dr. Bob Enertsen, and he is the owner of Mid-America Spine and Rehab. We started talking about the COVID-19, and we talked about the mask and washing hands, but we also are talking about the value of eating good foods to keep your immune system strong. Dr. Enertsen, could you go back about buying the foods on the outside of the store? Talk a little bit more about that.
Sure.
Because I'm intrigued, and I'm sure my listeners are thinking outside of the store.
Yeah.
Well, what other things is he meaning by that?
Well, I mean, it's not too complicated, but if you look at what's on the inside of the store, they have processed foods. They're made to last a long time, but there's usually chemicals that keep them from breaking down. Well, the things on the outside of the stores, all your fruits, your vegetables, your meats, your produce, they're not made to last forever. Therefore, if we can use those types of foods for our nutrition, then our body can break them down. That's what our goal is. Get things that kind of rot and spoil, and our body can handle those way easier.
Our body can handle them. Hey, Dr. Bob Enertsen, owner of Mid-America Spine and Rehab, is my guest. We're going to be back after this break to talk about regenerative medicine. We might touch more on the COVID issue to give you some greater practicality things that you can do to keep yourself safe. So we'll be right back right after this break. If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Dr. Bob Enertsen is my guest, and he is the owner of Mid-America Spine and Rehab, a multi-specialty office. And we've been talking about COVID-19. We've been talking about your immune system. So many of us are working at home, Dr. Enertsen. The sedentary lifestyle gets to be a little bit more what happens in our life.
That's true. You know, we've certainly changed from office settings where we get to the office, drive to the office, take some steps, walk to our desk. We're just not moving as much as we did. Of course, that's going to affect the vulnerability of not being as healthy. We aren't even going to talk about the social aspect of being isolated. But if we look at us as more sedentary people, that's just not what we're made to do. We're made to move. We're made to think. We're made to work. But at the same time, we have to get that exercise in there. I talk to patients that come in to see me, and they're working harder. They're working longer. They're more stressed working at home. they feel the vulnerability of not doing that as a kind of an accountability pattern. So I encourage them to – you still have to get your exercise in. You still have to get up and down from your desk or wherever you're working. And when we talk about exercise, we don't have to go crazy. In the past, we've kind of been taught to be ultra – ultra work, ultra exercise, ultra everything. Mm-hmm. But really, that's not how our bodies can handle things. We're really made to work light, exercise light, and eat light.
Really?
Oh, yes. So that, I mean, that's how our body is made to last longer. We're not really made to run marathons, but we were taught at least one time to do that. Work hard, run further, lift more weights. No, our body does not last as long.
Start out in sports,
right,
doing all that and running weights. I know my son has issues because of all that sports issues and being hard on his body.
I'm certified in sports injury, so I see a lot of young athletes, way more in the last decade than I did 20 years ago, because now we have single sport kids. They just play hockey. They're just doing gymnastics. They're just football. They're 365 sports rather than a multiple sports. So now they're coaches. They're in their strength training coaches. They want them to get stronger and compete more and be more successful. But those ligaments and tendons and joints, they are not made to handle that stress at a young age. So therefore, guess what? More injuries for these young athletes.
And then as they go forward in their life, they may not have had injuries as they've been young, but as they get older, those injuries kind of pervade.
They do. Once you start damaging joints, ligaments, and tendons, wherever they may be, your shoulder, your knee, your hip, your spine, you just can't make those like original products. So it kind of sets the stage for further damage down the road when they're in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. So I have a lot of discussions with trainers, coaches about injuries and when students can go back to their sport. I have some discussions with coaches and trainers about that.
So you hear about degenerative medicine. What's that all about? Does that help in that process?
Well, the difference between degenerative medicine is kind of what many people practice, because there's a difference of regenerative medicine. Really, what we're faced with now is medications, anti-inflammatories, pain medications. That's really degenerating our joints, tissues, and our body. What the new fad is regenerative medicine. Regenerative medicine, as it sounds, it regenerates cells, tissues, joints, structures. And there's many different ways to do that. You can do that with something called PRP, platelet-rich plasma. You can do it with stem cells. Those are things that actually regenerate. Everything else leads down to the degenerative pathway.
So all of the synthetic drugs lead toward degeneration.
Well, they really do. They start to break down tissue. If you look at steroids, the athletes of the 70s, they were getting those types of components, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Certainly decades later, now we see the toll that it's taken on some of those athletes, that their joints are destroyed. The ligaments and tendons are so unstable, they can barely walk. So yeah, there is great difficulties. We know that now, but they didn't know that several decades ago.
We started to talk in this segment about the sedentary lifestyle. So talk about an exercise idea that people could use that is light, that keeps them underweight or at the weight they should be as they're working at home in their sedentary lifestyle.
All right, good. Well, you know, again, when we look at how healthy we are, as far as our health profile, 80% of it has to come from our diet. 20% is from exercise. Some people get that confused. Well, I need to exercise more, and we do. We need to exercise. But if we're in more a sedentary lifestyle, we need to take breaks. We have to get up and down from our desk, our workstation, wherever we're at.
How often would you recommend?
Truthfully, every 40 to 50 minutes. At least stand up, because we start to pool blood. Our circulation goes down. And so even standing, it kickstarts that blood flow in our calves, our legs, and starts getting it back to our heart.
Now, what about the stand-up desks? Are those good to have?
Well, I always kind of ask the reason why. A lot of people get stand-up desks because they have an injury. Their back hurts. I get to hear that a lot. My point is, fix your back, and then you don't have to get that desk. But I get it. There are some conditions you can't just fix. But usually, if I can resolve a structural problem, we really should be able to sit all day without any problems.
So people are sitting in this sedentary lifestyle, and they don't get up every hour. You recommend they get up every 40 to 50 minutes. What else besides standing can they do?
If you're stuck in a meeting, if you're on the phone, you can pump your feet. Just like when we fly, we need to pump our feet to get that blood flow, or otherwise it starts to pool down into our ankles and our calves. Well, then we risk potential problems like clots.
Blood clots, yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, we need to pump our feet. I've seen very creative people. They buy those little small pedals that sit underneath their desk, and they just pedal away. There are some people that actually have maybe a stationary bike and they do a lot of phone work, maybe not computer work. So they can sit on the phone and just, you know, not necessarily working out, but they just pedal away. So people are very creative.
Great idea.
So I don't know if you're on a treadmill and you're trying to carry a conversation on a treadmill. That may not cut it, but there are creative ways to stay healthy.
Because with the gyms closed, many of them are closed. People are looking at how can they rejuvenate their fitness.
Right. And it does take work. It takes effort to be healthy. It really does. You can't be lazy healthy. You have to think about what you're going to eat. You have to think about and plan your exercise. So you may have to get up a little early and get that walk in outside. You may have to buy equipment. A lot of people have. They've bought treadmills, ellipticals, stationary bikes, because they can now do that at home. So I think it's turned a little bit. There may not be as many people heading back to the gym because now a lot of people have actually bought a lot of equipment at home, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Well, swimming is good for you too.
Incredible. You
and,
bet. Why not?
If you can reserve those lanes at the Y or your other swimming favorite place, more power to you, right?
Exactly. You know, there's so many variety of things we can choose. Some people aren't swimmers. Okay, fine. But the people that are, that's just the best thing for them. There are so many things that we can control to boost up our immune system to keep us mentally healthy and physically healthy.
So thinking about COVID, there's some new vaccines being rolled out. What do you think about those?
Well, just like other things, to get a true vaccine, it usually takes between 5 and 10 years to really perfect, know exactly what's in it. I think they've rushed this one. I'm not sure.
So what do you recommend to us?
I'm going to wait. Because they tried to rush a vaccine through when I think the swine flu went through.
Uh-huh.
And they had to pull it off the market, I think, because there were 200 or 300 people that came down with Guillain-Barre syndrome, which is a pretty serious neural condition. So we really have to be careful. They have not released what the ingredients of this new vaccine is. They haven't done that. Mm. And remember, these companies that produce these, they cannot be sued. They're immune from any byproducts of the product they're going to put in people. So I'm just saying you have to do your homework. How's that? Find out what's in it, see what it is, and then I would be very cautious.
Working at home, stress. How can you eliminate or avoid a lot of stress while working at home?
Well, you just have to have that variety in your lifestyle. I mean, that's just really from, you know, music, yoga, exercise, the social things we can do in our life. We really have to look at things that are the most important. Prayer. We have to be calm. God's got this figured out already. And so if we can trust that the Lord's got this already done, we can kind of sit back and not be stressed with everything we read or see. That's really, I think, the proper way to get through this difficult situation.
Hey, Bob, in the last 5 minutes that we have, I want you to tell a little bit about your practice, but then I want to give 4 keys that you recommend to people to get through this whole COVID crisis.
Well, certainly in our office, we do a variety. We probably do more things in St. Louis than anybody. I'm certified in sports injuries. As we mentioned, I do a lot of regenerative medicine, but we're just trying to get people back to their lives and restore them as best we can. We're constantly working on certainly spinal conditions. We're working on rotator cuffs and meniscus tears and plantar fasciitis and certainly nutritional counseling. I'm trying to get people to exercise all the time. I'm trying to get people to eat right, be fussy about what they put their body through, whether it's stress or non-stress. Try and help them really put themselves in control of their own immunity. So I'm constantly trying to educate, as any physician. Our diagnosis is to diagnose, treat, and educate. So education is a big part of my practice, trying to help people every day, give them little tidbits on here's what you can do a little bit more of, here's what you can do a little less of, here's what's going to make you a little bit happier each every day.
And you know, if you take your dog to walk out about half a mile or more a day, that keeps you healthy too, doesn't it?
Well, it does. And back to the vitamin D. We get 70% of our vitamin D from sunlight.
From sunlight.
But we've been told to cover up and get inside. But that's why over the winter, more people are sick because we're not outside getting that vitamin D.
Yeah.
So we were, why over the winter? Well, we're inside, we got caps on, and we're not getting that great vitamin D from the sunshine.
So that brings up supplements just a little bit. Can you talk about those?
Sure.
Really valuable?
As it says, supplements. They're not replacements. They're supplements too. So it's kind of like they're to top off the tank, not to fill it. So I'm a supplement fan, but not 14 of them. All right, if you have a little immune system problem or you need some extra vitamin C or D, that's why I think some nutritional counseling is very important, because I get folks that come in and they're like, well, their neighbor takes it and they read this on TV or they saw this on TV or they read this. Fine, but tell me why you want to take this. And then most of the time, I can probably cut half the products people are taking down and then put them into a more of a nutritional component of things they can buy at the grocery store.
At the grocery store.
Rather
than
a supplement.
Part of the grocery store.
Exactly, the outer part.
Dr. Bob Enertsen's my guest, and he is the owner of Mid-America Spine and Rehab. You have 30 seconds to tell three tips that we could do to avoid getting COVID.
Three tips. Well, first of all, we have to sleep. Our body has to repair. So we really have to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. Secondary, certainly we talk about nutrition. We have to do things to boost up our immune system. And we talked about the vitamins, the nutrients. We have to be very careful about the things we put in our body. And we do have to get outside and exercise and get some sunlight.
Hey, it's important. Your body's important, and you can make a difference by what you put into it. Dr. Bob Enertsen, Mid-America Spine and Rehab, thanks for joining me for today's Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. If you missed this episode, you can see it on the Bot Radio Network St. Louis Facebook page or go to my website, judyredlich.com. Thanks for tuning in today.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.